Are you ready to stop feeling stuck, lost, or confused about what to do next in your career? Then the Manifest Your Career podcast is just right for you, with me, your host, Dr. Norma Reyes. The Manifest Your Career podcast offers you career advice that integrates your mind, body, and spirit. It's time you start listening to your own inner guidance. Tune in each week to learn how to combine your intuition, strategy, and logic so that you can manifest the career of your dreams. Hey everyone, welcome back. Today I will be talking to you about your career and chakras. Yes, your career and your chakras. So let's go ahead and do a quick reset, refresh. And what I mean by that is a moment to get centered so that you can really do something this episode. But if you're driving or in a place where you can't do this, you know, you can listen to the episode, then come back to this activity. But if you're not driving and you're ready and you're able to get into a comfortable position, go ahead and sit or lay down and let's get started. Take a nice deep breath in. Hold it and release. Take another nice deep breath in. Hold it and release. And now go ahead and take another nice deep breath in. Hold it and release. Now go ahead and continue breathing in a pattern that is comfortable to you. Let's begin with a quick body scan. We'll start at the top of your head, going down your face, your neck, shoulders, arms, chest, hands, your navel, your hips, your thighs, your calves, and your feet. Now go ahead and take a nice deep breath in, hold it, and release. Now make note of any areas where you're holding any tension, feeling any tingling, or any other sensations that you might be feeling at this time. Take a nice deep breath in, hold it, and release. One last breath, go ahead and take a nice deep breath in, hold it, and release. And now start to move your body. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So refreshing, right? It's always nice to do a body scan. And now that you've done one, I want you to write down or make note where you felt any sensations. What type of sensations were they? And did any feelings come up? And the reason for this is, you know, I want you guys to do a body scan so that when we start talking about these chakras, you can correlate where you're feeling maybe some stagnant energy, maybe some good energy, right? And what does that relate to? Because every part of your body correlates to the seven chakras in your body. There are seven chakras in your body, starting from the base of your spine, which is called the root chakra, all the way to the top of your head, which is called your crown chakra. Okay, so let's go do a quick review of these. And your first chakra is your root chakra. It's, you know, oftentimes called your base chakra. The color for that chakra is red. It's located at the bottom of your spine. And it correlates with your lower back, your adrenal glands, your blood, your skeleton, your feet, your knees, hips, teeth, nails, your rectum, and your spine. It's also associated with physical stability, security, self-sufficiency, and responsibility for self. And I'm going to do a quick overview of these, right? The seven chakras, and then I'm going to correlate them to your career. So stay tuned for that. Now, the second chakra is your sacral chakra. The color is kind of like a kidney color, like a reddish brown, reddish orange color. It's located below your navel, and it regulates your ovaries, testes, kidneys, bladder, prostate, pelvis, body fluids, adrenal glands, the large intestine, and the lower back and the sacrum. It's associated with sexuality, sensuality, mentoring and honoring and nourishing ourselves. The third chakra, as we go up our chakras, is the solar plex chakra. The color is yellow. It's called solar plexus. So the solar plexus is above your belly button, but below your sternum. It's kind of like your upper stomach, you know, your abs, right? Think of your source of power. And it regulates the pancreas, stomach, liver, gallbladder, small intestine, spleen, abdomen, sternum, and your back, going from the thoracic vertebrae to the first lumbar vertebrae. It's often associated with inner peace, personal power, self-confidence, self-worth, self-acceptance, and trusting and accepting our gut feelings. Now, the next chakra as we go up is the heart chakra. It is the color green. It's in the middle of your chest. It regulates your heart, lungs, circulation, hands, shoulders, breast, and upper back. It's associated with love, generosity, compassion, and forgiveness. The fifth chakra is the throat chakra, and it's the color blue. It's located in your throat area. It regulates the thyroid, throat, mouth, teeth, jaw, neck, ears, arms, the bronchoid tubes, upper lungs, shoulders, and tongue. It's associated with communication, willpower, truthfulness, setting boundaries, and expression. The next chakra is the sixth chakra, the third eye chakra, and the color is indigo. It is located between your eyebrows. It regulates your eyes, nose, sinus, head, and face. And it's associated with wisdom, detachment, discernment, imagination, intuition, knowledge, and trusting in a higher source. And the last chakra, the seventh chakra, is our crown chakra. It is a violet color. It's at the top of our head, and it regulates the pineal gland, skull, and brain. It's associated with grace, beauty, serenity, oneness with all, our divinity, selflessness, selfless realization, understanding, and enlightenment. So these are the seven main chakras that everyone usually talks about. We do have other chakras. We do have other points in our body, but these are the main seven. And there are some theories that as we grow, if you think of our development from 0 to 1, that would be the first chakra, right? We are setting, or we are hoping that we have a stable home, security that our parents are able to provide for us. And then, you know, years 1 to 2 would be the second chakra, and you go up, and those actually repeat each, you know, 7 years. Now, if you think back to where you might have been feeling maybe some tension, some feelings, you can look up which chakra it was, or go back and try to listen to it again. Make note of where you felt it. Okay, so now that we've done the body scan, I've reviewed the seven chakras. Let's go ahead and see what kind of career blocks you might be having, and they're showing up in your chakras. So a root chakra, if you guys remember, that was your lower back, blood, skeleton, feet, knees, hips, teeth, nails, anything basically from the tip of your spine all the way down. That would be your root chakra. And this might be a feeling of instability at work. Maybe there's been some constant layoffs recently at your workplace, or unproductive changes that aren't really helping your department or your role feel like it's actually working. Or constantly feeling like that you're underpaid. So that might be what the root chakra is bringing about. Then if you go up a little to your sacral chakra, and that was any areas of tension or feeling, maybe even just feeling kidneys, bladder, pelvis, body fluids, adrenal glands, large intestines. This could just be feelings of being overwhelmed or stress. So your sacral chakra, maybe it's telling you that you're finding yourself in a place of lack or scarcity in relation to your career. You may also find it difficult to connect with others at work, or you may find it difficult to ask for help or go in a different direction in your work. The next is the solar plexus, and that's above your navel, below your sternum. And the areas that it would affect are the pancreas, stomach, liver, gallbladder, small intestines, abdomen, and anywhere from your mid-back, right? From your low back to your mid-back. And this might be telling you that you're feeling like a victim at work with no power or validation. You may lack confidence in your work and struggle to attract more abundant opportunities. You may lack some self-discipline at work, and you might find yourself constantly procrastinating or daydreaming and avoiding your reality. Next is the heart chakra, which is located in your chest. And so the heart regulates hands, shoulders, breasts, upper back. And the heart chakra, what it's trying to tell you is that maybe you are feeling afraid to communicate at work due to fear of rejection, constantly not feeling valued or respected at work, holding back at work, not giving yourself fully, feeling your workplace doesn't deserve you or your best work, perhaps you're overthinking past actions, feeling like you could have done something better or differently, such as maybe getting a different career or having a different degree or making a different decision. So those are things that your heart chakra is telling you. Next is the throat chakra, which is associated with your throat, your thyroid, mouth, teeth, jaw, neck, ears, arms, your lungs, shoulders, and tongue. Your throat chakra is telling you that you may feel like you're not able to express your authentic self at work. You may feel like you're constantly being criticized at work about your decisions or your judgment. So that would be your throat chakra. It could also show up, you know, like a cough or phlegm. So whenever you're having any type of throat issues, you can ask yourself, you know, is there a truth that you are not speaking? Is there a truth that you're having to hold in? This doesn't mean, you know, that you need to change anything at work. Maybe you don't feel safe to be able to be your authentic self or to speak your truth. This is really to do some self-reflection as to what's going on and then make the best decision for yourself on what your next step is. And we move up to the third eye chakra, which is located between your eyes, and it's associated with your eyes, nose, sinuses, head, and face. And what your throat chakra may be telling you is that you may not look like you're following your intuition or your gut decisions. You're making your choices very logically versus what feels right to you in regards to your career or your work. Looking back at your decisions and thinking about, you know, are you thinking of things like, I should have followed my gut? Or perhaps you're not learning from past experiences and are continuing to do things the same way because they logically make sense versus following your intuition. It can also mean that you're not open to the ideas of others at work and you're not doing an honest self-evaluation of yourself and how it affects your work. And finally, to the seventh chakra, your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, and it regulates the pineal gland, skull, and brain. And so this, if you felt any sensations in your skull, top of head, maybe having a headache, they could be related to your crown chakra. This crown chakra is telling you that you might be feeling disconnected from your life purpose. Your career feels more like a transaction versus a pouring of love. You may have an overall feeling of numbness that you can't pinpoint to anything directly. For example, you feel like you're living your day on repeat, and really that comes from boredom. And if you don't start taking some action to change that, you'll go down the emotional spiral of then, you know, feeling frustrated, agitated, maybe feelings of loneliness, depression, and just completely disconnected to others and to what you're doing. So that's a quick overview of the seven chakras and then how they relate to work. There's so much more to it. I have a whole webinar on it, and if you would like to know when I'm going to host my next workshop, make sure to get on my email list. I don't have a date for it yet, but I do love hosting these and teaching people how to do quick body scans so that you can find your own inner direction. Because sometimes people, you know, when we talk about listening to our intuition, sometimes we don't know. Maybe our intuition, our thoughts are clouding or thinking too much for us to really get a clear grasp of what is going on with us. And our bodies are always telling us what's going on. They're clues, right? So if you're having some knee pain, yes, you might have like overdone it working out, maybe you fell, but it is also a message from our body to tell us, hey, we're calling out for attention, right? And it could be, I need to eat healthier, right? Or, hey, there's some root chakra issues that you're not facing, right? There's some instability, there's some financial insecurity that's going on, but we're ignoring them. And I did pull three different cards with you while doing this. So I want to share those with you guys. The first one is the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, about unconditional love. And the affirmations for it are, when I am loving to others, I am helping bring out the innate love within them so they also feel uplifted, worthy, and cared for. The next one is, I love myself the way I am, not the way I was or could be, and I extend this love to others. And the last one is, I teach others how to love and respect me by how I love and respect myself. The next card I got was the base root chakra, and it talks about self-sufficiency. The affirmations the card has is, by finding material security without being materialistic, I will gain satisfaction, stability, and inner strength. I am resourceful. I put in the effort to be responsible for supplying fundamental needs in my life, such as shelter, food, water, and clothing. I take responsibility for where I am now and how I move forward. All right, and the next card is the fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra, and it's connecting with spirit. I develop a quiet mind that allows me to tune in and get in touch with my higher self or my spirit. I listen for the guidance that is there waiting for me to hear. I am open to the truth and I welcome spiritual inspiration from others. I will benefit greatly by practicing meditation and stillness. I asked for inner guidance to assist me in getting more in touch with my spirit. I know that if I ask for guidance, it will be given. Okay, everyone, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode because I know that I did. I love mixing all of the tools that we have available to us, whether it be an astrological chart, a chakra chart, you know, anything that will give us clues and confirmation to our own inner intuition and guidance. And then I help people translate that to a tangible career goal, to a tangible 1, 5, 10 year goal, you know, because that is what I think we all need to be doing, is combining our logical side, our, you know, very right brain, follow all these steps side, and our intuition that tells us, I think I should go this way, which is completely different and not the way everyone thinks we should do it. If you have any of those thoughts, 100% follow that, because you absolutely know what is best for you and your career. And I will leave you with that. You know best what is best for you and your career. I have a guided chakra alignment meditation for you. This meditation will help ground you and feel more balanced, even if daily life feels chaotic. Go ahead and get in a comfortable position. As always, it's not recommended to do this while driving or operating heavy machinery. Go ahead and find a comfortable place to sit or lay. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Pause and release. Take another nice deep breath in. Hold and release. Take a nice deep breath in. Hold and release. Go ahead and take another long, deep breath in. Pause. And as you release this breath, move your attention to the base of your spine. Bring your attention to your root chakra. Your root chakra supports you and belonging. See your root chakra connecting you to the ground beneath you. Breathe into your roots and see them taking in energy and nourishment from Mother Earth. Begin to visualize the color red. See your roots slowly becoming red, grounding you in the here and now. Feel the earth supporting your existence and your being unconditionally. Take a nice deep breath in. Hold and release, resting in the awareness that you are fully supported. When ready, move your attention to your lower abdomen, just below your navel, to your sacral chakra, the seat of your creative impulses, emotional intelligence, and pleasure. Breathe into your chakra and see it gently expand like ripples on the surface of a lake. See it flowing and moving freely like water. Begin to visualize the color orange, bathing the ripples and your chakra. Feel the water nourishing and satisfying all your needs and creative urges. Rest in this awareness. See the two colors, red and orange. Feel the support and nourishment of both the root and sacral chakras. Take a nice deep breath in, hold, and release. Now go ahead and move your awareness up to the area below your sternum, between your chest and navel, to the solar plexus chakra, or your power chakra. Go ahead and breathe into your solar plexus and see it fill up with fiery flames. Feel the transformational heat and energy of fire, which changes everything that crosses its path. Visualize the color yellow bathing your chakra like bright sunshine, replenishing it, nourishing it, like the sun nourishes all life on our planet. Feel your power getting stronger, power to serve, to help, and nurture other beings and your environment. Take a nice deep breath in, hold, and release. Rest in this awareness. See the colors, red, orange, and yellow. Feel the support, nourishment, and strength of the root, sacral, and solar plexus chakras. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. Hold it and release. When ready, bring your awareness up to the center of your chest, to your heart chakra, the chakra of love, compassion, empathy, and acceptance. Breathe into your chakra. See it soften and lighten up with your breath. Feel it expanding outward and gently caressing everything it touches, like moving air. Visualize the color green, the rich, sprouting color of spring. Feel the fresh air of renewing your chakra, and the color green healing and providing new life to it. See your heart chakra expanding and sending love and kindness and compassion to yourself and all of creation. Take a nice deep breath in, hold, and release. Rest in the awareness, see the focus of the four colors, red, orange, yellow, and green. Feel your chakras aligning with support, nourishment, strength, and love of the root, sacral, solar plexus, and heart chakras. Take a nice deep breath in, hold it, and release. And bring your awareness up to your throat chakra, the chakra of self-expression and your personal truth, located at your throat, Take a nice deep breath in and see it sending soft vibrations into the space, into the ethers. Visualize the color blue, the color of lapis lazuli, bathing your chakra, feeling your chakra opening and clearing, freeing your ability to express your truth. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. Hold it. And release. Rest in the awareness of the five colors nourishing you. Red, orange, yellow, green, and blue. Feel the support of nourishment, strength, love, truth of the root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, and throat chakras. Take a nice deep breath in, hold it, and release. When you're ready, move your awareness to the center of your forehead, in between your eyebrows, to your third eye chakra, the chakra of intuition and inside. Take a nice deep breath in, hold, and release. Visualize a deep indigo color bathing your chakra, bringing clarity, insight, understanding, and tuning you in to your intuition. Take a nice deep breath in, hold, and release. Rest in the awareness of the support of your chakras, the six colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and indigo. Feel the support, nourishment, strength, love, truth, and inside of the root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, and third eye chakras. Take a nice deep breath in, hold, and release. Move to the crown chakra at the top of your head, your connection to higher consciousness, your higher self, and divine spirit. Breathe into the chakra and feel it opening up to the sky above. Visualize a violet or purple light softly bathing your crown chakra and gently harmonizing you with the rest of creation. Feel your oneness with all there is. Take a nice deep breath in, hold, and release. Rest in the awareness of the support, nourishment, strength, love, truth, inside, and the connectedness of your chakras. Feel the healing light of the seven colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Take a nice deep breath in, hold, and release. Allow yourself to rest here as long as you need to. Take a nice deep breath in, hone, and release. Bring your focus back to the rising and falling of your breath. Feel the perfection of the moment. Bask in your own perfection. You are perfect in this very moment. Continue focusing on your breath, in and out, in and out. And when you are ready, open your eyes, move your body in any which way feels good to you. Wiggle your toes, fingers, stretch out your arms, shoulders, wherever your body feels the need to release. And remember, you can always come back to this meditation when you are feeling stressed, overwhelmed with the busyness of life. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Manifest Your Career podcast. Are you ready to take action today? Visit manifestyourcareer.com to get started and schedule a free discovery call with me and gain clarity today.